Hello, dear listener, it's James here. I'm talking to you from Studio 60E in Old Broadcasting House in central London. It's a bit of a poignant moment for me because this is probably the last time I'm going to speak into a microphone in a BBC radio studio. Previously, of course, I'd been involved quite heavily in the maintenance of the studios and most notably making sure that the playout system, or the BBC's massive iTunes library, as I like to call it, was working effectively. But I thought I'd take the opportunity to record just a brief audio boo in the quiet and civilised climes of this air-conditioned space. I've been working for the BBC since 2001, but actually been in the studios in Broadcasting House since 2004. And in fact, these studios came back into circulation in 2006 when it was reopened, and I've known them like the back of my hand ever since, and it's really good to have an opportunity to be able to say one last goodbye. So goodbye, Broadcasting House. It's been amazing. It's just incredible how it's grown over the last year and a bit. Previously, it was a small strip of land that was intended to be the BBC's combination of studios from all over the place, from Alexandra Palace to the Langham Studios and various different studios. They commissioned this piece of land to do exactly that. In more recent times, extensions have been put on, and they've been demolished since, and a massive new multimedia and news facility has been bolted on the back, like a giant extension, a massive conservatory. In fact, it has got a glass roof. And as such, the workload has changed as well. And now, rather than supporting a small team of people making radio for the national services, Radio 4, Radio 3, Radio 2 and Radio 1 and their digital sister stations, World Service and News have turned up and made the whole thing just such bigger scale. And I think that's probably what I'm going to miss most about the place, is that I can't be here as much anymore. And so I'm going to cut my losses and focus more on my own personal life and making sure that I can do stuff in broadcasting on a smaller scale. I've got a little studio at home, does the job. It's nothing on the scale of this place, and certainly not as far as the interconnections. Every studio can communicate with every other studio. You can listen to people talking from any part of the world just by dialing them up on a screen. And of course, then you can broadcast to them in that way. Maybe not quite so much connectivity, but then again, the internet is an amazing space, and every week, practically, I talk to other people across the world through Skype. So, in some respects, in a small scale, I'm doing what the BBC does, just with fewer listeners. Maybe just one or two. And maybe, in fact, just you. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I shall audio boo from somewhere else in the future. For now, though, bye-bye, BBC. One more thing before I go, though.
This is the BBC Home Service.